Welcome to your daily devotional, July 5th. Lord, I will follow you, but. Luke chapter 9 and verse 61. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. In Luke chapter 9 verses 57 through 61, Jesus tells the story of three men who verbally indicated a desire to follow him and be his disciples. But all three had more important things to do. They were declared by the Lord to be not, quote, fit for the kingdom of God. These folks never put God first in their hearts, and their excuses prove the fact that they were false professing believers in Jesus as Messiah. There is a lot of that today. 65% of Americans claim to be Christians, but the rampant sin endorsed in this nation proves that figure a lie. Some of these people are religious liberals, meaning that they do not believe in the inerrancy of all of the Bible. Others don't believe the miracles or deny certain clear Christian teachings that they find disagreeable to their consciences. Still others only like only a certain brand of Christianity. That which entertains them does not talk about repentance, sin, or hell, and promises them earthly things that appeal to their appetites. But I would venture to guess that a large part of the majority are kinos, C-I-N-O, Christian in name only. They make excuses not to follow Jesus, not to pray, not to read the Bible, and not to attend church, disregarding or ignorant of the fact that all of these are commands to true New Testament believers. Even those who are true believers will often make excuses not to take the next step forward in discipleship. The same people who have no problem going to Walmart or the supermarket twice a week throughout the pandemic. I'm not speaking of those who are infirm or high risk who are following medical advice here, but those who are young or well, will tell you that they will soon come to or return to the health screened, socially distanced, and mask-wearing small church when it is, quote, safe. Fine and well, but these folks are not coming before anyways, and many are not practicing spiritual disciplines now. I hope they are daily reading their Bibles at least, but chances are when things return to normal, they will be back doing what they did before anyways, which is nothing spiritual. Such individuals will probably be saying, Lord, I will follow you, but hope they all prove me wrong. I would be a happy fool for the sake of Christ to see conversions and spiritual steps forward by a great many of those who formerly made excuses, procrastinated, and played Russian roulette with their souls. As for you, Christian friend, God calls you to the next step of discipleship, so heed your call today.